Simenshin Dazayin, continuing Sivchas. So the friendship between the Shemoneh Shratzim are mentioned in the Torah and other Shratzim. The Shemoneh Shratzim, which are mentioned in the Torah, someone is chayv with them, who makes them bleed. Even the blood does not come out, it just gathers under the skin. He's rei chayv for making chabura, for making them bleed, which is a form or a toldav of until the shama of Sheikh of Shechtin. Other Shratzim only chayv the blood actually comes out. And the reason Mishnah Berurah explained is because the chabura, a wound, hachazeres, which is going to undo itself, go back to the way it was, is not considered the chabura, is not considered until it's neshama. Other shrotzim, besides the Shemoneh Shrotzim, they have thin skin, and therefore, if the blood gathers beneath, it doesn't mean anything, it's just going to go right back in, and you didn't do anything. The blood's not really coming out. The Shemoneh Shrotzim, they have a thicker skin, so if the blood gathered on the skin, the pshad is, the reason is, because really it's meant to come out. Just they couldn't get out, the skin was too thick, but it's not going back in. And therefore, Nitzar Adam is very chayav for Tilas Neshama in that place. Now, we said that it has to be that for a tzarech, to be chayav rechabal. Otherwise, Malachash ain't tzarech l'gufa, according to most paiskim, pretty much everyone says the Rambam, is potter avalaser. Mishnah Berurah discusses various examples, various cases. Someone punches someone else and makes them bleed because he's mad at them, derech nekama, or a behema, he hurts it because he's upset at it. Whether it's his behema or someone else's behema, but he's doing it unintentionally because he's upset at it to get Laila's anger. So, when the blood comes out, or by the appropriate things, by the appropriate shrotzim, by Nitzar Adam, so then he's going to be chayiv, because it's not considered mekalko, it's considered that's for a tzarech, for a purpose. And the reason is because he's calming himself down, getting out his anger that way. This is what the Rambam says. The Rambam says someone rips something in his anger also, it's not a mekalko, it's because he's doing it for a purpose, for a tikkun, and he's chayiv. The Rav holds the potter, it's considered a mekalko. Even if someone's mekalko, someone's ruining something in Malach HaShabbos, they spot from Chata, not Malach HaShabbos, it'll still be also Rabbanon. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says one should be careful not to hit an animal in a way that might cause, that's going to cause a Chabala, it's going to cause a Chabala, it's going to cause the bleed. So even if it's a form of mekalko, it's not for any tikkun, it'll be also Rabbanon, and people don't realize this in the nichshon this. A person cannot scratch his shchin if he has like blisters or boils in a way that's going to make himself bleed. That's also going to be a Chabura, it'll be also at least Rabbanon. Bloodletting, mimakas dam for refuah, unless it's makas akana, it's going to be also it's even be a chayv. That's a tikkun, and it's a malacha tzrich l'gufa. You want this chaval, you want this bleed to happen, or to get healed. Mishnah Berurah says, Shem Magavron, that based on this, pulling a tooth should be malacha l'raisa, because it makes a person bleed, and l'refuah, it's for medicinal purposes. However, Mishnah Berurah says that our chrenim, our motla, sounds like pulling out the tooth is only rabban, extracting a tooth, because even though you need it, it's going to bleed. The bleeding is not tzrich l'gufa, you don't need to bleed, but the bloodletting, the idea is to make a bleed. Mash engen, as opposed to by pulling out a tooth, the purpose is to get the tooth out. Just when you pull out a tooth, it's going to have to bleed. But it's ain't tzrich l'gufa on the bleed. Now, another difference between the Shemoneh Shratzim and other Shratzim, Shemoneh Shratzim, if you trap them, the stam yachayiv, other Shratzim only it's meferish for a tzarech yachayiv, but if it's a stam, then it's the same as shalei l'tzarech, let's get potter avalaser. For example, you just want to, you're hunting and you're trapping them just for fun, to play around. It's Malach HaShem Yitzchak Gufa. Mishnah Berurah discussed somebody who fishes, traps fish, he pulls fish out of the river. Even he puts it straight into a Sav Shemayim bucket of water that shouldn't die. He'll be Chayiv Al Tzedek, he trapped it, now it's stuck in a little bucket. If it leaves it out of the water long enough to die, then he's Chayiv also for killing until it's a Shama. Even if it doesn't die while it's out there, you put it back into the water before it dies. If it dried out, like the width of a sella, a certain coin between the fins of the fish, even still jumping around, we know it's not going to survive, and therefore he's chayav for the tilas neshama. One should be careful not to tell a guy to take a fish out of a barrel of water and to put it on the dry land, even if you're afraid the fish is going to dry in the bucket, in the barrel, and it's going to make the water get come like a bad smell, bad stench from the dead fish. Still, Amir Akam is not mutar on Issa D'Raisa, even Malkam Hefsid, and it's Issa D'Raisa. You're telling them basically to kill the fish, take it out, put it on dry land. Rather tell the guy, take it out of the bucket and fast, put it into a different pond of water. And this way, it's not going to die. And this way, you're not talking to Malach D'Raisa. You know, you're talking to everyone, the Issa of Tilta Bal Chaim of Muksa, that we can make Amir Akam Issa D'Rabban and Malkam Hefsid. Now, Machabe says the Rambam holds Yechayev always when you trap the other Shratzim, even Shlele Tzarech, even if you do it Stam. The Rambam holds Yechayev, and that Shidduch of Rambam is based on the fact that Rambam holds Malach Hashem Tzrich Gufa as Chayev. However, most places come hold, Mishnah Berurah says that Malach Hashem Tzrich Gufa is Potter, it's only Issa D'Rabban and Bashabbos because it lacks Malach Hashabbos. Oh, and the Rambam holds Malach Hashem Tzrich Gufa is Chayev, therefore, even Shlele Tzarech is Chayev. Still, we said it's a sign that it's to avoid being bitten by animals or insects that are mazik you when they bite you. There, if you're doing it for that reason, to save yourself from being harmed by them. So there, even according to the Rambam, Oli Potter, and in fact, the Mutter Chazal were engraved around that. That's Mas'askav Almi, not Machav Vetzedam. But the Beloch explains, there's only over there, you'll have Machavin in order to save yourself from the Nezek that's going to happen. If you just do Shlele Tzarech, the other Rambam holds, it's going to be Chayev. And it's because the Rambam is Malach Hashem Tzrich Gufa is Chayev Aleh. In any case, most places go not like that, and Malach Hashem Tzrich Gufa is Potter of Lasser, and with the case where something might mask you, Chazal weren't Gezer, but Rabban neither.